Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, it's good to be back after the last week and a half having some Tim time, annual leave.
I was calling it a very well-deserved Easter break. That's what
Super long Easter. Yeah. I had the week in the lead up to Easter off and then thought, you know what, I'll have those 4 days as well. Now, in that time, you've been chatting to a lot of comedians because it's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
One of my favourite times of the year.
You are a comedy snob.
What do you mean?
Mate. You're like, oh, you haven't heard of Shing Bar Zongo?
Okay.
Like, you know, they're big in Namibia, and I just, like, it's so ignorant that you don't know this comedian.
I do, like, I used to go to, like, a show every single night.
You go to, like, a show in, like, the bottom of a cheesecake factory.
Yeah, that's the time of the year for it. Now I'm lucky to get to one every year, but loved talking to some of the best comedians. I think we've actually got a couple more to go this week as well, Tim.
So if you've been heading into the city to see it, it's been a great laugh. Friend of the show and the station, Sarah Marie Cameron's her show's been killing it as well.
Yeah.
Now, there was one person you spoke to last week, and the reason I want to talk about it is because even though while I was on holiday, I was getting hit up on Instagram from people that listen to the show saying, hey, Jess is talking mad smack about you.
I would never, Tim.
And she's got a friend to do it with her. Now, I was saying to you, whenever you go away and I'll be here by myself and we'll be listening back to some fun things, I'll be like, we miss our mate Jess. It's, you know, as soon as I go, it's like, Tim's the worst. Stuff Tim. Jess is the best.
No, okay, I just want to defend myself here because you were away and...
Oh, fair enough. Play on.
And I know who you're talking about because this comedian started immediately to rag on you. And instead of defending you, I jumped on that bandwagon so fast.
I don't think you're a very stand-up for you.
No.
Loved ones person.
I wanted Dave Thornton to like me.
So this is the comedian we're talking about, Dave Thornton. Now, I've got receipts. This is the issue, Jess, because I was very curious to why I was getting all these messages on Instagram that Jess and Dave Thornton are talking crap about you. I was like, what? I understand the Jess part, but comedian Dave Thornton. So I've got some audio here. Feel free to get ahead of the scandal.
Look,
and then we'll listen to the
so
audio.
He started the conversation. I apologize for it just being me because he was excited to speak to Tim and Jess.
Right.
And then he immediately called you a dog. And then we discussed him coming to Geelong and maybe you opening for him.
Right.
Because I know that would be one of the worst nights of your life having to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So,
as someone who isn't a stand-up comedian, I agree.
I thought hilarious. And so I'm guessing that's probably the bit that you...
Let's have a listen. I want to see if you defended me to how I would have defended you. This is Jess and comedian Dave Thornton.
I feel like we should get you back. You'd probably sell out the Arts Centre. We can make a big night of it. I'll be there. And, you know, we can hang out. Maybe we'll put Tim on before you. We'll give him a little go as an opening comedian, see how he does.
Do some goddamn work, mate. Jesus, like... I don't know. Earn your share, Timbo. How about that?
It's called the Tim and Jess Show. Radio... Where is he?
50% of it's just flapping in the wind. What is he? I mean, you get ratings breaks, don't you? They have holidays anyway. What's he doing? Sounds good, Jess. Good talking to you and not talking to that dog, Tim. Hope he enjoys the time off. I actually don't know him. I don't know him. I feel really bad now.
See, there was almost an apology there.
See, I feel like you were fine until you yelled out, it's the Tim and Jess show. And then you were even saying that that's not even all of the audio. There were other parts.
It's very reminiscent of when I was at your wedding and I was having a few wines with your aunties.
You were talking smack to my aunties.
And I was just yelling at it. They should call it the Jess and Jess show.
Right. You're just not good with peer pressure, are you?
Not
big,
really
big
not.
To jump on any bandwagon going by.
Oh, I will jump harder and faster on any bandwagon than anyone else.
Well, if Dave Thornton does come to Geelong, I mean...
He said he's coming. He's on his way.
If you help me write some stuff, we can...
Really?
Yeah, and I'll just get up on stage and just tear you to shreds because it's what you deserve. So, thanks. Good to be back. Jeez.
This is Tim and Jess.
Now, I've just been away for the last week and a half. Had an extra long Easter long weekend. My wife and I went up to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, which was...
I mean, are they even allowed to call it that with the weather you had?
That's what I want to talk about. Because when you go away, especially when you think of Queensland holiday, you think sunshine.
Because 100%.
That's what the whole Queensland's whole thing is. It's like, hey, it's like perfect every day.
They call themselves the Sunshine State.
Yeah. So,
come on, live up to it.
Went there with my wife, our son Jack, and my wife's extended family. And it was fantastic. I had an absolute ball. It was like...
Did you fly Bonza?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
Have you got a deal right now?
No.
And I had a great time.
I thought you left from Avalon.
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Tell them, my guy. But what happened, you mentioned it just briefly, is that the moment we landed, it started pouring down with rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't let up to the moment we left. Like literally, there was maybe, I think, a 4-hour period on one of the days where it didn't rain.
God.
But just constant heavy rain. But the thing was, it was still 25, 26 degrees every single day. So it was still nice. And I was walking out, humidity doesn't, I don't know, hit me like it hits others. I was fine. I was living my best life. Like
you want it to be a little humid on your holidays.
Yeah, staying cool but warm.
Yeah.
Like we had a pool at the Airbnb, so everything was fine. My wife had envisioned this beautiful, sunny holiday. So she said to me, she's like, I feel like this, like I'm having a great time, don't get me wrong, but it's just not the sunny Queensland holiday that I was thinking of. She's like, beach, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I understand. She was like, it's a bit of a disaster. She's like, I'm having a great time, but it's just not what I was envisioning.
Totally.
And I was like, hey, I see that. I hear that. I disagree. We're on a family holiday. We're having fun. Yes, I agree. Would have been nice. But I feel like I've accepted, like you can't control the weather. That's the thing.
It could go the opposite way. See, like me and my now husband, when we went to Japan last year, we were newly engaged. We thought, oh, you know, we'll go to Japan and, you know, in the beautiful, like, autumn weather.
Yeah, lovely.
It's going to be nice and cool. Yeah, you know, we won't get any of the cherry blossoms, but it's going to be gorgeous. We can, you know, make our way around. Turns out we were at the very tail end of summer and they were having unexpected heat waves.
Yeah, like almost 40 degrees.
So, yeah, it was like 39 degrees most days and we were just melting, which was not the holiday I was expecting either.
Well, even though she didn't use this word, I think, exactly. But on 5223295, tell us about your holiday disasters. What went wrong while you were on holiday? Especially, I imagine if you have toddlers up age, that can be stressful. Like we have a baby. He really was just like, I'm a baby. I'll do what you want.
Sure.
I'm a baby. I don't have any requests.
He's lulled you into a false sense of security
you
could absolutely go to longer holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So give us a call. Tell us about your holiday disaster or the things that went wrong on your holiday. Carol from Mount Dunedin, tell us about the little holiday disaster that you had.
You were trying to get to Fiji, right, Carol?
Yeah, we had a race that we were doing over there. Sadly, our grandson passed away the month before, and of course the day of the funeral happened to be the day that we were flying out to go to Fiji. So we had to organise changing our flights and everything, so they told us we had to fly Qantas instead of Air Fiji, so we had to pay another $2,500 just to get to the airport to find out they put us on Air Fiji anyway.
Oh.
Sat us next to a crying baby. We got off the flight, arrived, there was nobody there to meet us to take us to our hire car. We arrived at 6 in the morning, the race started at 8 in the morning. My girlfriend broke her ankle within the first K of the race.
Oh, God!
Then we got cyclone warnings that we needed to be careful in the Airbnb, that if we got flooded and kept in, we wouldn't be able to get across to the resort we're staying at next, so we had to beat the cyclone. We just missed a fatality accident by about 5 minutes, so we've seen a bus with a car stuck hanging out the front of it.
Oh, my God,
and
Carol.
Then we arrived at the hotel to two single beds.
Carol, I'd say that's just a bad domino effect, but I think that makes light of a domino effect.
How
was your Sunshine Coast holiday, Tim?
Lovely. I've got nothing to complain about. Not one bit. Nick from Armstrong Creek, when you were younger, you went overseas to Malta. What was the disaster?
So the original plan was to fly from Melbourne to Singapore, Singapore to Athens, Athens to Rome, and then get a connecting flight to Malta. While we were on our Melbourne to Singapore route, the pilot got on the intercom and announced that Saddam Hussein had just invaded Kuwait and that our original plan was going to take us through what was now a no-fly zone. our 4-hour layover in Singapore turned into an eight-hour layover with a quick sleep at the hotel. Our 8-hour leg from to Athens, turned into a 12-hour leg that took us into Russian airspace.
Oh, my God.
So by the time we got to Rome, we had missed our connecting flight.
Yeah.
There were two families of five travelling together. So getting a connecting flight with 10 seats available was an impossibility. We spent 2 days in Rome Airport, between there and the hotel at the airport, trying to get a connecting flight. We ended up having to fly via Zurich in order to get to Malta 3 days later than what we had originally anticipated.
I just want to apologise for a word. I used disaster earlier for the slight wet weather we had in Queensland. I'd just like to take that back.
Yeah, I feel like you should.
This was pre-mobile phone days as well, so... Oh, my poor grandmother spent the full day waiting at the airport in Malta, and we had no way to get word to her that we were not going to be on the flight.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah.
I will say this. This was back in the early 90s when Qantas was still absolutely awesome, and they have looked after us. They seriously could not have looked after us any better.
Bloody Alan Joyce. He came in and wrecked the joint.
Everything was on them. They were fantastic. Yeah. They really were.
The old Saddam Hussein. That'll do it, Nick. Well, I'm sorry. That's all I can think of. Okay, Rock.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, over the weekend, I was telling you, me and my husband were putting our house in order. We have been putting off a whole bunch of stuff until after the wedding was over.
And then the wedding finished and you go, all these things.
Oh, my God, look at all these things if it isn't the consequences of our actions. And so one of the things on our very long to-do list was to put together our barbecue, because we got a barbecue as a gift from my brother and sister.
That's crazy.
It was awesome. It's like one of those big Weber family queues.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, okay, this is going to take some time, so let's put aside some time over the weekend.
Right. Okay.
What are you laughing at already?
I mean, as someone who's got a Weber and has seen many Webers, it's one of the shorter tasks to
do. You would think.
Right.
Honestly, you would think.
There's maybe five pieces.
Yeah.
Lid, grate, base,
gas
bottle.
Well, no, the stand was in it as well.
The stand composes of two things, the legs and the flat.
There was a door as well.
Yep.
Anyway, we spent about half an hour putting this thing together. We read all the instructions. We had the little booklet. We were looking at each other because it was, it's an expensive thing. We didn't want to mess it up. And so we got to the end and all of a sudden there was a piece off to the side. I was like, that looks important.
Yeah.
It was about the size of the barbecue. And I was like, where does this piece go?
Like, so it's a big missing piece.
It was a big metal sheet. I was like, surely this feels important. Like, they wouldn't have just thrown this in there for nothing.
And you're looking back at the contents, literally, where's piece 31?
I'm looking at I looked at the index because they put an index at the front of the manual and there is no piece that looks like this piece. I flipped through the book. There's nothing. So we called up the place. I called my sister. I was like, hey, where did you buy this from? I need to ask them. There's a piece here. It doesn't exist for anything. And so she gave me the name of the place that she bought it from. I called them up. They were lovely. Couldn't have been lovelier. And the guy was like, I have some unfortunate news for you. Weber have added this piece in and they didn't include it in their manual.
Oh, that's ballsy.
Right?
That is.
There should have been an amendment sheet in with your barbecue.
Right.
There wasn't. He's like, unfortunately, the sheet of metal that I know you're talking about, because we've had many other, we usually tell people that they have to do this, it actually has to be installed at step 2.
Right, and you're like step 14 in.
I finished. Yeah. The barbecue's finished. At this point, it was finished.
Yeah.
So I had to then spend another half an hour pulling the whole thing apart to get back to step 2 to insert this sheet, because he was like, you cannot use the barbecue without it.
Yeah.
So, do you feel any sympathy for me?
No, well, the only thing I'd liken it back to, and I honestly feel like I'm not here to one-up you.
Right.
But I'm about to.
Okay.
So,
I'd like to see you try.
Very similarly.
Please.
Probably not to the same scale as a barbecue, but I had a very similar feeling after I finished like a 3,000 piece Lego set. And then I turned over and I was
those
like,
those two are the same things.
That is it. And then unfortunately, I was flipping back through the three books that it uses to put this Lego car together.
You had a piece left over?
Yeah, I had a piece left over. And I looked and there's a list of the pieces they have spare, and this wasn't on it. And it was like part of the interior of a headlight. It was on book page 3, book 1.
Oh,
of
God.
Three books. And I was like, well, that's not going in there. I don't even need to make a phone call to realize that. I just know that I'm not going to. There was no amendment. That's not going in there.
Missed the whole step.
Well, because you build the whole car around it. And you go, well, I imagine when you make real cars, if that happens, they go, oh, we've done the headlights again.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph, what have you done? We have to go back. We're going to have to put it back in the factory.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned the brand name, but that is a poor design. They should put it in the manual.
Yeah, you shouldn't have, actually. And I shouldn't have said Lego. A well-known Dutch block company really got me.
Well-known grilling brand.
Yeah, so clean. Got out of that one, Jess. No issues there from the sales department.
It's a fantastic barbecue, though.
Yeah. All right.
Now
well,
that it's put together.
Okay, fair enough. This is Tim and Jess. Now, Jess, it's been a couple of weeks since you got married. Your wedding was, what, 3 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
Two weeks ago. It's great fun, wasn't it? I'm sure you had a good time getting married.
Got my wedding photos back this weekend.
Which is crazy to
think. Isn't that so fast?
You got them so fast.
Yeah, I've just been obsessed. I've been showing anyone that will listen, honestly.
Now, I've made a bit of a mistake in the last 24 hours, and it involves your wedding, but you're completely... innocent. It's just I've used your wedding as an example and kind of forgotten a key part of a story and kind of made a bit of a fool of myself. And
what
I just wanted to share because I feel like sometimes when you talk about weddings, whether it's like I went to this wedding and the food was fantastic. It was the best food I've ever had at a wedding. And someone goes, well, what did you not like the food at our wedding? Like
those kind of things.
You can't really say too much without maybe offending someone who's been in, like you've been at their wedding. So I caught up with some mates yesterday. They've just recently moved to Geelong. They're living out in Armstrong Creek just around the corner from us. Welcome to the creek.
Yep.
Chuck your C's up if you're a creeker. And
did that feel cool?
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just bent over in anxiety. So, but I was chatting to them and they were like, oh, so what have you been up to? And I was like, oh, a couple of weeks ago, Jess, who I work with at the radio station, she got married.
Oh, just who you work with. Not best friend. That's fine.
I was trying to put into context.
My best friend.
Because this is an old high school friend. So,
sure, okay.
They know that I work in radio, but I just don't know the ins and outs of the
situation. My work colleague, Jess. Yeah. She got married.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to get an invite. And they were like, oh, how was it? And I said, honestly, it's probably the most fun wedding I've ever been to. Like, I had such a good time. It was probably, I had more fun at your wedding than I probably had at mine.
Right.
If anything, my wedding day was so busy. There was so much to do. You've got to see this, got to do that. Blah, blah. And I was like, honestly, so fun. I haven't been to a wedding like it.
That was so lovely.
And then they started looking a bit like at each other and looking a bit awkward. And they were like, oh, so did you not have fun at our wedding last year?
Oh, no.
And I'd forgotten that their wedding was in November.
Oh.
And I did have fun at their wedding. But I had more fun at yours.
Well, is this the wedding that you went to where you couldn't bring your wife because she was
this was it. Like, mum got COVID. She was looking after our son.
Yeah, of course you're going to have more fun at a wedding where your wife's there.
And then,
for your work colleague, Jess, you know?
And the look on their faces.
Oh.
I thought I was saving it, but the pitch of my voice
say?
Yours was good. Like, I had so, like, it just, Jess wasn't there, my wife. And, you know, I had to walk back to my hotel. It was stressful. Mum had COVID. And, like, my tone is setting that I'm...
You could have just said it was nice.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you saved it.
So, I just... You know, my memory's shot.
Yeah.
And I just put my foot in it. And then I kept... Like, it was sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah.
And, so...
You just kept digging.
Yeah. And it's a shame that they've just moved to town because I'll never be able to speak to them again. Because I've offended. Fair. I've offended the best day of their lives.
Not the best day of yours, but...
No, yeah. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, who was there this weekend? The Easter Bunny was there.
He was.
This long weekend. Now, as someone who doesn't really eat too much chocolate, there's a couple of ones that I really like.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're two sides, are old man or young child, because I love Kinder Surprise.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just love it. And you get a little toy. That's fantastic. But then I love like Black Forest. Like like chocolate with the jubies. And
Nice.
There's no in between. I'm either like sitting back like, oh, that two pieces will be just for me, or I'll have an egg and a toy.
Man. I've become like a Whittaker's girl. I feel like Whittaker's is like an old people chocolate.
I've never even heard of Whittaker's.
Yeah, it's good. You should get onto it.
Now, I know that obviously chocolate, probably shopping went through the roof, and the Easter Bunny visited your house. You know, the Easter Bunny has been busy. Something I've learned, and that I think we all face at different stages in our life, I think my wife and I, this is the first year this has happened to us properly. So there's a limit of chocolate you can eat before you start feeling foul.
Yeah.
And I found it this weekend.
How much chocolate did you eat?
Well, the way I consume food is, have I been able to consume this amount in the past? And have I felt fine?
Yep.
So that's how we gauge, right?
Okay.
And so when my wife got me, how could I describe it? A Sharon football-sized Kinder Surprise giant egg. I thought, I know I've had one of those in the past.
Yep.
I will.
You ate it in one sitting.
I will easily eat that in one sitting. Timmy. Yes, it's a challenge, but I will eat that in one sitting.
Timmy, you have the tiniest tummy in the world.
I know.
In what universe were you going to be able to sit through and eat one, maybe two sittings?
I know, mate.
You could.
But there was a past me that would find room. And we have learned scientifically there is room for dessert.
Yeah.
And so, this might have happened to you if your kids haven't been eating the chocolate and they go, or you've taken it away from them because the Easter Bunny wasn't impressed with them this weekend.
Yeah.
You might find yourself staying up till the kids are in bed and you go, well, now we've got to eat all this chocolate. We've got to get rid of it. It's a waste to throw it out.
Yeah.
And so it was probably, the second visit to the bathroom and the constant migraine at like 2 a.m.
Oh,
where I thought,
God.
I don't know if I can eat a whole giant Kinder Surprise like I used to anymore. It's weird. I don't know why I had such a rough night. I don't know what I did differently. And it's literally, I don't even want to know how much weight of chocolate it is.
I had to do for the first time ever, the hiding of the chocolate.
Lovely.
Because my husband, he's a fiend for chocolate.
Oh, right. So this is an Easter egg hiding. This is just hiding from your husband.
I smashed all the Easter eggs and put them into one container. We didn't have many this year. So I smashed them all. I put them all into one container.
Because the Easter Bunny, I imagine, already did some work at your house and you just want to top off little extra spots.
Yeah. And so I smashed them, put them all in one container, and I've hidden them at the bottom of the cupboard because my husband is so tall.
Right. He's not going to look down there.
He's not going to look down the bottom for the Easter chocolate. And I know that, I guarantee you when I get home today, he's going to be like, Did we eat all the chocolate? Where did that go? But I knew I couldn't trust him to leave him home alone with it today.
It's very smart that you put it in a container because there's a running joke, at least in my wife's family, that at her house one year the Easter Bunny was quite good at hiding some of the eggs.
Oh, no.
And it's fun to send photos to the group chat of like, it's November 13, found an egg.
There's another one.
I think since last Easter, there has been 10 separate incidences of a photo sent through. Be like, we found another.
Oh, my
God. So the Easter
God.
Bunny's getting good. Very, very good at hiding chocolate.
Dang.
So you should work for the Easter Bunny. That's incredible. And you're either going to go home to a completely empty container or a furious husband. So it's really a lose-lose for you.
If he finds it, I will be shocked.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.